This show furnished by Abir Cohen Trezon and Sallow.
Good afternoon, Los Angeles. This is Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome to the Axe Law Hour, heard every Saturday at noon, providing you with solid information from our good friends at Abir, Cohen, Trezon, and Sallow.
Talk Radio 790 KABC.
The Axe Law Firm. That's Axe Law, A-C-T-S, Law. Find them at axelaw.com. If you have any questions today about personal or commercial property damage, including construction defects or anything related, and you don't know where to turn, call us now at 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222. We're live in studio. Knowledge is power. Power is knowledge. And the Axe Law Hour wants to empower you. So now here's your host and managing partner of the Axe Law Firm, Danny Abir.
Good morning, Debbie. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. I want to say hello to all our listeners as well as our engineer, Frank.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Frank.
It's a team effort here to get this show going.
It's going to be a great show. We're going to talk about construction defect. We're going to talk about current events. We're going to talk about a little bit of insurance bad faith and property insurance coverage. And for that purpose, I brought with me my partner, Terry Bailey. Hi, Terry.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you.
Wow, what a thundering voice of strength, right?
I knew he was just perfect for this radio show.
Absolutely. Welcome, Terry.
Thank you, Debbie.
We're so glad you're here, and we know our listeners are homeowners for the most part. They have homes, and they have things that are happening to their homes, and they will really gain a lot from listening to what you have to tell them today. And if you're listening and have a question for these great lawyers, please call us at 800-222-5222 as we get into property claims. But, Danny, what's in the news? What's happening these days?
Well, if you remember last week, we talked about the shooting in Las Vegas and how you asked questions about who could potentially have liability other than the shooter. And in the news over the past week, we've seen a lot of different things about this, including areas that could potentially give rise to liability on behalf of the promoter, as well as the MGM Grand, the Mandalay Bay Hotels. And I thought that that would be something very interesting to address, actually.
Well, you guys are attorneys, and you are in it to help people through injuries of all types, whether it's personal or property. And what happened in Vegas was definitely an injury to a lot of people, and the liability is widespread. Is that true?
The liability is widespread with regards to, I mean, if you look at each particular entity or individual, or if you look at who could potentially be liable here, each independent party with regards to this, you'll see a lot of different issues that will pop up. One of them, for example, we talked about this last time, the shooter had with him over a couple of dozen assault rifles in his room.
Oh, he had so much stuff. How did he get up that security elevator?
That's the question, is how was he able to get 23 odd rifles and probably thousands of rounds of ammunition up into his room without it raising a red flag to anybody at that hotel?
Right.
It's funny. Terry and I were talking about this the other day. Everywhere in Vegas, all the hotels, there are cameras everywhere. And you can't do anything without the cameras picking you up. So one of the biggest questions is, how did he get all of this up there? And so one of the pieces of news that came out last week was the fact that the shooter had access to the service elevator because he was considered a high roller. So basically, they gave him a pass to be able to take everything through the service elevator. And whether the service elevator area, if they have cameras or not, that I don't know. We don't know the facts about that. But just the mere fact that he was able to use a service elevator avoids people being able to take things up the elevators.
Well, what's the timeline on this? What happens first? There's so much to go over and there's so much to discover. What happens? What's the timeline for finding the liability?
It's gonna have to have discovery. I mean, you have to get into this right now. I think the FBI and the local police are still looking into this, and they're trying to determine exactly what happened. As attorneys, or as what when we're looking at, one of the questions that we've been asked is why are we even looking into this? We have clients who have their children that have lost their parents, and somebody has to provide for them. And like we talked about, the estate of the shooter is there, but it's limited. And if and only if there's somebody else who was liable for these injuries or the death of the victims, we can look at that and to see if there's a possibility that they would be liable.
Well, we've been hearing that it took them 12 minutes to get to the shooter's room, the security group. Why do you think that was? And why would it have taken so long? And is that something that would raise concerns?
That certainly raises more issues too. We've heard that it took 12 minutes for the security to reach the shooter's room. There are so many other things that could have been done that would have alerted security that they didn't do. For example, again, I was having this conversation with my partner over here yesterday about alarm systems. He has an alarm system in his home that if a window is broken, alerts him and tells him which window is broken.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be that difficult to put such an alarm system in a hotel. And you would think that the hotel would want to know if one of the windows in their high rise was blown out or knocked out with a hammer.
Yes, and we're not getting any straight answers, but I would assume that's because the discovery needs to happen, and there are a lot of things that need to happen.
Absolutely.
But we're standing and waiting for some conclusions. And do you have any kind of armchair quarterback conclusions on any of this before we actually find out what happened?
Well, I think that's one of the things that's so frustrating is we still don't have a straight timeline, and this guard that was the one who was shot. First we heard he was shot, I don't know, 10, 12 minutes before the shooting started, and then we've heard it was after. Then, I know, the timeline keeps going back and forth, and that's frustrating to everybody that we can't seem to get a straight story out of either the hotel or perhaps the police. And I'm not faulting the police. They have a very difficult job to do, but can we get a straight story?
Right.
And then you look at the venue itself. There were people who were injured as a result of wanting to try to get away. And were the emergency exits proper? Was there, if it wasn't proper, that could potentially give rise. And it doesn't matter if there was a shooter, if there's a fire, if there's something. But if you have this many people in that area, and if there you had too many people there, could that have been an issue? And they couldn't get to the emergency exits if there were any. Or if there were they appropriate? Were they the right exits for people to use? You had children, like we talked about. You could have had children from 6 years and up. And was that appropriate given the circumstances and given the venue that was being used? All of these are questions that you look into when you're looking at liability. And that's what we're looking at ourselves.
Well, it's a changing landscape now. When we all go to different venues, I'm sure it's at the top of mind of where is the nearest exit and how do I look at this concert venue or if we go to any kind of performance, how can we get out of here safely? And so maybe some good will come out of it in that way, but boy, it's such a tragedy. I just can't even start thinking about that.
And it is a changing landscape. What you're talking about, whether we're going to a movie theater or to a concert, yeah, we do look around, or at least I do anyway, and think, where's the closest exit? How would I get out of here in the event of some sort of an attack or a tragedy? But that also brings up another point too. Hindsight is 20/20. But after all the terrorist attacks and whatnot that we've been through in the last 10 or 15 years with the attacks at concerts and theaters in Europe, the nightclub in Florida, it just seems to me that there should be some heightened security at these events.
Right. Mm-hmm. Has that changed the way you approach venues as just a citizen?
It's not going to change the way I live my life. I'm still going to want to go out and do things, but I'm certainly a lot more vigilant. Everybody has to be vigilant. Times have changed. There's just a lot going on, a lot of crazy people out there.
Absolutely. Actually, this is a little bit of a segue to congratulate the Dodgers to making it to the World Series for the first time since 1988.
Good news. We need good news, right?
And I kind of changed the subject in some way. One, to congratulate them. Two, again, we're looking at the World Series coming up. Thousands and thousands of people going to venues, and heightened security is very important, and that's a factor that I was referring to when I was going there. It's funny, I talked to a lot of friends who would frequent Vegas and frequent concerts, and their approach has changed with regards to how they look at where they're going to go, whether they're going to go to concerts or not, whether they're going to go to an open area or not. And that's going to be a factor that I think in everybody's life. It may not change the way they live their life, but they're going to have to be a lot more cautious, unfortunately.
Right.
So the next segment, we're going to talk about construction defect, but I figured before we go there, why don't we talk about Terry at the beginning of the next segment.
Absolutely.
And know a little bit more about your background and what you've done, and then start talking about construction defect.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to the Axe Law Hour. We're talking about construction law and property claims. If you want to talk to either one of our attorneys here today, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-KABC. And when we come back, more with Terry Bailey and Danny Abier from AxeLaw.com.
Okay, here we go. Drive home promo, take one.
Hey, it's Jillian Barbary, and how do you want me to say in the beginning?
On the next drive home.
Okay.
Here we go. Take two.
Coming up on the drive.
Blah, blah, blah. Take three.
Coming up on the drive home with John. I can never do these. Oh, I'm not going to be able to do it.
You're telling me.
F*** you.
Just listen in between 3 and 6 on Talk.
Can I just add that now?
Sure.
Okay.
Take whatever.
Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Yeah, great job, Jill.
Not available in all states.
Hey, Carl, how is it you're always golfing? I thought you owned a business.
I own a recent Irby's robot franchise, Bob.
Robots? What do they do?
They serve 7 flavors of delicious frozen yogurt in just 60 seconds with a choice of 6 tasty toppings. I've got robots in malls, movie theaters, and hospitals, and the franchiser secured these locations for me.
Sounds so easy.
Yep, managing my robots is simple. Each takes about 2 hours of maintenance a week, leaving me plenty of time to practice my short game.
Oh, nice shot. Looks like I need to get some Reese and Irby's robots.
Easiest employees you'll ever have. Just go to frailfranchising.com. Reese and Irby's will supply everything you need. They even secure you high traffic locations. Hey, where are you going?
To learn more about a Reese and Irby's franchise opportunity.
To learn more about your Reese and Irby's Froyo robot franchise opportunity, go now to froyofranchising.com and use promo code 5959. froyofranchising.com, promo code 5959. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 5959.
Are you a property owner dealing with damage to your home or business and getting the runaround from your insurance company? Is the insurance company's assessment of the damage and payment on the claim ridiculous? Wondering if you have any recourse? The attorneys at Abier, Cohen, Trezon, and Salo are ready to help. If you have questions about property claims, civil rights, personal injury, or need legal counsel, call the Axe Law Firm, 833-ACTS-LAW, 833-ACTS-LAW, or go to axelaw.com. That's A-C-T-S Law.com.
News.
Talk.
Evolve. Talk Radio 790. KABC.
Welcome back. You're listening to Talk Radio 790 KABC. This is the Axe Law Hour with your host, Danny Abier. And our guest today is Terry Bailey, who specializes in construction defect claims. To get on the air with the lawyers from the Axe Law, A-C-T-S, call us now at 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222. Danny, do you want to introduce our special guest today?
I would rather have Terry tell us about his background himself.
Awesome.
He would do a much better job than me trying to basically give all the details. And I'm sure there are things that you don't want me to talk about, Terry.
Oh, we do want him to talk about those things.
Yeah, talk about whatever. There's no secrets here.
Yeah, it's very transparent on radio here.
Okay, I'll give you a little bit about my background before we jump in here. I grew up in a construction family. My father My uncles, my brother and brothers-in-law, everybody in my family worked in construction. I worked in construction for a number of years and was a licensed general engineering contractor before I decided to go to law school. So that background.
Why in the world would you want to go to law school?
Right. That's what I'm curious about. I want to know what happened there.
I mean, 20 some years later, I still don't know why I went to law school. So why did you go to law school?
And I'm not an attorney, but I play one on the radio. So I want to know what it's like to be a real attorney.
Well, that takes me back a few years. Just as a youngster growing up, I always wanted to go into law and become a lawyer, but there was a family business there, and I enjoyed the type of work I was doing. And actually, I had a conversation with my late father one day, and he encouraged me to go back to school and get an education and do what I wanted to do.
Fantastic.
And since you got out of law school, what have you been doing?
Well, my first job as an attorney was at a very general practice firm. I did a little bit of everything. I did some tax, some transactional, even a little family law, which was scary. And then I was handed a couple of construction cases, and it was just a natural fit for me. I understood what was going on. I know the construction processes and practices. I know what occurs out in the field. I mean, honestly, since I was old enough to walk, I've been on construction jobs, so it just seemed to be a natural fit, and the rest is history.
Well, I think that the anyone that would consult you for construction advice and construction defect issues would be very, very fortunate because of your background. You understand, you know what's inside those structures. You understand from top to bottom what they're dealing with and what is the scope of work and a reasonable settlement and all kinds of things. So I think it's very fortunate that you have that background.
And you hit on something that I wanted to talk about, and that is, you know, how do you know what's going on behind those walls? And one of the things we'll get into in a few moments here is some indicia of types of damages mm-hmm. that point to structural problems or water intrusion or the like.
Well, why don't you tell us, first off, what is construction defect? That's kind of the type of law you practice, but for the average consumer, what does that mean exactly?
Well, let me just back up for a second. For most people, probably the three of us sitting around this table included, the purchase of a home represents the single largest investment that we'll make in our lives. And you want to preserve that investment. Likewise, a lot of people count on their home as security for their retirement years.
Yeah.
So if you're having problems with your home, you need to take care of, you need to have a professional inspect your home and determine what the source of the problem is and fix it before it causes long-term damage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And for example, you know, I have a few things that I wanted to talk about as far as types of defects. There are certain things that we call cosmetic defects, and you know, cracks in the kitchen counter tile or paint imperfections and stuff like that. That's really not what we're talking about when we're talking about construction defects. What we focus on and what is most important to the consumer or the homeowner are those defects that can turn around and cause long-term damage to your home. A cracked tile on your kitchen counter, it's going to be unsightly and maybe slightly annoying. But if you have water intrusion through decks or windows or something, that is going to affect the structural integrity of your home and your long-term investment.
Absolutely. But what comes to mind right away is, okay, if it's something that's eating away and eroding at my home, as maybe the soil wasn't packed correctly or something was going on with before the construction of my home was actually done, and my house starts to deteriorate, but it's 10 years down the line. What is the limitations before I have no recourse?
Well, there are a host of different statutes of limitations that may apply depending on the particular defect that you're talking about. But you did hit on one thing, and that is there is a 10-year, what we call a statute of repose, which means that's an absolute 10-year deadline to file a lawsuit. And the time is usually calculated from either the recordation of the notice of completion or certificate of occupancy for that home.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Axe Law Hour right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC. Our guest is Terry Bailey talking about construction law for homeowners.
Basically, construction defect. One of the things is the interplay of insurance and construction defect. And like Terry mentioned, you may have a crack in one of the tiles, or you may have something that's going to cause water intrusion to come into the house. Let's talk about insurance and how your insurance covers or does not cover situations where there is construction defect.
Well, most insurance policies do have exclusions for construction defect or wear and tear and things like that. But if it is for example, with a water loss, you know, the homeowner's insurance policy, the language that they use is sudden and accidental discharge. So if a pipe bursts, that type of property damage would be covered under the homeowner's insurance policy. But if it's construction defects, such as, say, a leaking roof, unless you can prove that the roof was compromised as a result of wind that led to the water intrusion, you may not have coverage under your homeowner's insurance policy, and then that's the time to think about going after your builder or contractor who constructed your home.
Right. Well, I know that there can be defects with the architects and the design that the engineers put together, and that can be something you don't see right off the bat. And then you were talking about the cosmetic things that you do see, such as cracked tiles or whatever that would be. What about workmanship? Is there a liability there somewhere if it was shoddy workmanship?
There is liability now under the Right to Repair Act, which took effect on January 1st, 2003. Previously, for, again, what I might refer to as cosmetic damages or imperfections in the paint, finishes and things like that, the law in the state of California held that you could not recover for such defects because they didn't cause damage to other property. And those are sort of the key words, is damage to other property. So what the legislature did in the early 2000s was came up with the Right to Repair Act, which sets forth a whole host of these smaller, minor issues that you can recover for, but the builder has the absolute right to come in and repair those. Now, for other defects, for the latent defects, which are the ones that really cause structural damage to your home, water intrusion, or soil compaction, as you talked about a minute ago, Debbie, those are issues that really need to be investigated and taken care of to prevent that further long-term damage. When you get water intrusion into your home, it affects the wood. You get dry rot, termites, and the like.
One of the things we talked about with regards to statute of limitations, which is kind of a problem area if you think about it, is the statute of limitations when it comes to insurance versus construction defect. Meaning if the homeowner or the property owner does not know whether it's something that insurance does cover or should cover or not, and whether there's construction defect, if they let go of one, they could potentially lose. If they focus just on construction defect, they may lose the statute of limitations when it comes to the property law. So that's something that it actually requires someone who really knows what they're doing and have a focus on it. And what we can do in the next segment is talk more about the statute of limitations, as well as one of the areas of construction defect that comes up a lot more is remodeling, and people who actually do the remodeling of their homes, and that's when they hit more construction defect issues.
Right, and what can people do preventatively before they actually hire that contractor or go give a nod to the plans that have been drafted? So, yeah, definitely. And so if you've just tuned in, you're listening to the Axe Law Hour right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Call us now with any questions you might have on construction or your property or anything that you're thinking about doing. You can call us at 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-KABC. And Danny, did you want to go over a couple things? What what causes the defects besides the improper soil analysis or site planning or structural engineering or negligent construction? Is there something I'm missing?
I think you hit just about all of them. You know, some of the latent defects that we're really concerned about are, again, it's water intrusion, whether it's through your roof, through windows, decks. French doors are notorious leakers, and so are skylights. And then the other big one is the improperly compacted soil. What happens if the soil's not properly compacted? Over time, with the introduction of water, landscaping, and the like, your home will literally start to sink. Your foundation will crack. Your interior finishes will crack.
And you'll see a lot of cracking in your stucco and your outside exterior, too, I would guess.
Exactly.
So, right. Well, this is really very interesting and things that we need to know. And the Axe Law Firm, ACTSlaw.com, or go to 833-AXE-LAW, or call them 833-AXE-LAW, and find out more if you want to call them off the air and reach them at their firm, and go to their website at axelaw.com. This is the Axe Law Hour, and we'll be right back. Turn your magic on.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News Update. I'm Gary Garrison. A 19-year-old man who was wounded in an officer-involved shooting in Santa Ana last night remains hospitalized in stable condition. It's not clear what prompted officers to open fire. A man was killed and a woman was wounded in a shooting early today in the Jefferson Park area of Los Angeles. Hollywood director Quentin Tarantino says he knew about Harvey Weinstein's alleged misconduct and should have done something about it. There's a rape investigation underway that may lead to Weinstein's prosecution. And gusty winds are returning with the fire danger elevated across SoCal today. Gusts reaching up to 45 miles an hour across Southern California's mountains and valleys. KABC SoCal weather, partly cloudy, turning sunny today. Highs mid to upper 70s at the beaches, lower to mid 80s inland. More news coming up and continuous coverage at KABC.com. I'm Gary Garrison, Talk Radio 790 KABC News.
Kopitar in front to Jillian Barbary. Shoots! Score! Leanne Tweed, what a hit! Doug McIntyre, a shot, and he scores!
We are all Kings! The Kings continue their quest to reclaim their throne later today as they face off against the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Saved by Quick!
Nick and Daryl get things started at 3:30 with Inside Kings Hockey. Kings. Blue Jackets, today at 3:30 on your home for Kings Hockey, 790 KABC.
Hey there.
What's up, bruh?
Hello.
Aloha.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hola. Hi.
It takes a lot of voices to create the sound of us. The Y welcomes all of them with open arms. From career readiness to safe spaces, the Y is there, no matter who we are. Now, more than ever, they need your support. Donate to your local Y today. The Y, for a better us.
Read by members of the Y.
One size fits all has no place in your bedroom. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of Helix Sleep, and we know one mattress can't work for everyone. That's why we created the only mattress built for you. Go to helixsleep.com, take our 2-minute sleep quiz, and we'll build your custom mattress and ship it to you for free. Try it for 100 nights, and if it's not the best sleep you've ever had, we'll pick it up and give you your money back. Go to helixsleep.com/talkradio right now, and we'll give you $50 towards your custom mattress. That's helixsleep.com/talkradio.
Shred the truth.
We think he's planning an attack.
Sell the lies. The Epic's original series, Berlin Station, returns.
We have a problem.
Let's go, let's go.
Timely and provocative.
Europe is in chaos.
Germany will rise.
The spy thriller you can't miss.
If he thinks for one second that he's being played, we're all dead.
With Ashley Judd, Richard Armitage, and Kiki Palmer.
Who says there are no friends in espionage?
Berlin Station, Sundays 9, 8 central, only on Epics. Watch free episodes now at epics.com.
Everyone should experience the luxury and comfort of sleeping on an adjustable bed. And thanks to the affordable selection at Revive by Living Spaces, you can. Starting at just $495, our power adjustable bases are designed with a variety of smart features that provide the best in comfort and technology for healthier sleep. And for a limited time, you can even get a Revive memory foam queen mattress and power adjustable base for just $795. Only at Revive by Living Spaces.
Living Spaces.
The quality program heard on this station is made possible by your generous contributions.
So call already and contribute. Call toll-free at 800-ABC-KABC. That's
800-222-5222.
Welcome back. You're listening to Talk Radio 790 KABC. And we're this is the Axe Law Hour with your host, Danny Abir. And our guest today is Terry Bailey. We're talking about construction, your home, your property, what you need to know, and how to make you safer and more prepared for any kind of construction work that you might have going on or have had done. And you might think there is some kind of defect out there with your property, and if you do, call us 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC.
I do encourage interaction, so to the extent that you do have questions, please feel free to call. We are not, we actually would love to take your call and answer your questions. Let's give a couple of examples, Terry, of construction defect, so people have a better understanding of exactly under what circumstances and when should they pick up the phone and call us. When would be the best time to do that?
Well, let me give you a couple examples of cases that we've handled over the years. One that comes to mind with soil issues is a large custom single family home that when I received the call, the potential clients told me that they had a lot of cracking of their tile, cracking of the stucco, as you alluded to a moment ago, Debbie, interior surfaces cracking and the like. So I assumed prior to going out there, this is probably a soil subsidence case or something going on. But when I first went out to look at the home and to meet the clients, I walked around the backyard and I saw how steep the slope was. And this was a cut fill lot.
Mm-hmm.
And probably three quarters of the home was on fill and a quarter of the home was on cut. But when I walked to the backyard and I looked at the cut of the slope, I couldn't believe it, how steep it was. It was probably about 1.4 to 1, which is a technical term, but slopes when a grading contractor is creating a fill lot and cutting a slope, the ratio is supposed to be 2 to 1. That means for every 1 foot that you drop vertically, you move 2 feet horizontally.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. And the fact that this slope...
This was straight down?
it was literally a cliff. And what
there's the defect right there,
yeah,
right?
And what happens as a result of cutting that slope so steep, and there was about 40 to 50 feet of fill at the deepest part, is the dirt actually starts to move sideways. Instead of sinking, the fill goes sideways, and that creates a lot of problems for the home. That home was literally splitting in two.
Absolutely. I bet it was. Well, we have a call on the line. Who are you with us?
Yes. Yes. My name is Manish.
Oh, great. Danny, you want to take the
call? Hi, Manish. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great, thank you. What can we do for you?
So I have a house. I've been here for like 10 years, basically. I was the first owner of the house. I have a bathtub upstairs right next to my shower. And last week, the kids were taking a bath, and we have the tub always on. We have little jets. And then randomly, a bunch of water showed up on my outside of my bathtub area, as well as downstairs in the kitchen. I can't tell where the water came from. Like, I just shut it off and I haven't turned it on since, but I don't even know, like, how I should tackle it.
Well, I guess the first question I would ask you is, you said about 10 years. Has it been more than 10 years or less than 10 years that you've, since you purchased the home?
The 10 years
is critical. January of 2007.
Yeah, you
Just missed it,
unfortunately, you may be too far gone to pursue a construction defect action against the builder, but there still may be a property homeowner's insurance claim there.
Okay, and how would I tell if it's a homeowner's claim, or like, do I call someone out, or?
Well, you can call our office. What we do is we can have an expert free of charge take a look at it, see if it's a damage that would be covered by your homeowner's insurance, and guide you from there. We basically help homeowners from day one, from the get-go when the claim happens, that we present it to your insurance company to make sure that the insurance company understands that you know your rights and you know exactly how they're supposed to deal with it. And is there damage just to upstairs? Or you said there's damage to downstairs as well.
Well, I don't see any damage as of yet. It's just the upstairs was like full of water, and then when I came downstairs, it was flooded with water. I can't even tell where the water came from, so I haven't used the bathtub again since then.
Well, it's definitely sudden and accidental. It's not something that was going on. When there's a pool of water, it's got to be something that's happened that's sudden and accidental that could potentially be covered by your insurance policy.
Okay, great. Yeah, so, I would love to have someone come out. That sounds fantastic.
So feel free to give us a call. You can give me a call on Monday morning, first thing. This happened how long ago? Yesterday?
This happened about a week and a half ago, and then we left out of town, and then we came back, and we haven't used it.
Okay. Well, let me give you the number of the firm. It's 833-AXE-LAW. That's ACTS Law, 833-AXE-LAW, or go to axelaw.com, and you can get all the information on the firm right there, and make sure and call them on Monday morning.
Great, and that's ACTS-LAW?
That's correct.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thanks
appreciate
for calling.
It.
Thank you for your call, Manish.
And if you're out there and you have a question for Danny Abir of Abir, Cohen, Trezon, and Sallow, or Terry Bailey, two of the greatest attorneys that I know, you can call them right now at 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222 and get on the air. Call us now.
Hey, if I can, I'd like to just jump back for a moment to what we were talking about with the slope creep and subsidence case. The point here is if you are starting to see cracks in the interior of your home around windows, around doors, cracked tile and things like that, don't ignore it. That's generally an indication of a much more serious problem than just cracked drywall or cracked tiles. It's an indication of a problem with the foundation and perhaps, improper compaction of fill.
One question, Terry, with regards to the fires, the wildfires that we've been having, to what extent is there in any way construction defect that can come into that with regards to a structure that if it's, I'm trying to see how I can phrase this question better. Let's say there's a fire and because of a construction defect, the house would not sustain or would sustain more damage than it normally would. Is there any circumstance like that that people should be aware of? I'm just trying to relate it to the fires, if in any way it would affect that, because I know insurance gets affected by that.
I have not personally dealt with any cases where there was a relationship between construction defect and fires. One of the issues, though, that does come up frequently with homeowners insurance policies following a brush fire is flood and mud flows, because the typical homeowners policy does not include flood insurance.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a legal doctrine in the state of California that's called the efficient proximate cause, and the argument or the theory of liability for the insurer is that it wasn't the storm that caused the mud flow or the flood. It was the brush fire that denuded the hillside of all the vegetation.
And September, October, November, high fire season here in Southern California. We've just been through so many fires on the hillsides, and all the homeowners that have homes up in the hills and the foothills are at risk, I think, to this type of thing. The wildfires were widespread. And so, Danny, you were saying last week how the damage from putting out the fires and the flooding that can happen after creates just havoc.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was referring to last week, actually, Terry, was exactly what you just noted, is that because of the wildfire, there's a potential more potential for mudslides following that. And again, if you don't have flood insurance, that's what you should be looking into. One, getting flood insurance before the rains start. I mean, you always want to prevent before things happen. And also, to the extent that you didn't have flood insurance, that's something that could be covered, because the true cause of it could be considered the fires.
And just to jump back to the fire issue for a moment, one of the things that I did when I was a teenager to make some cash.
You mean a couple of years ago?
Just a few years back.
Absolutely.
Is I would go around my neighborhood and I would do weed abatement for all of my neighbors. It's a great way to make money as a teenager.
What a great idea.
But it reminds me of, since we're talking about fires, that coming up on fire season, clear the weeds, clear the vegetation from around your home. I know the fire department sends out those notices, but make sure that you do that kind of stuff. It protects your home.
Yes, and you want to be preventative and take action and be part of the solution for your property. That's your biggest investment. And I had heard that planting native plants in your yard is kind of a great way to protect yourself against the wildfire season.
Absolutely. So in the next segment, let's talk about more preventative measures, and also let's talk about remodeling your home.
Let's do that. I'm really nervous. I have a contractor at my house right now. I think it'll be okay. You're listening to the Axe Law Hour right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Come back with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Peter Tilden. On the next Peter Tilden Attend, do you know we have a nursing crisis in the United States?
Hello, nurse.
Reports are out that the Harvey Weinstein's not doing so well in rehab.
No, no, no.
And you know, that chocolate is healthy study that you've been reading about? It might not be accurate, because it may have been funded by, the chocolate folks?
Chocolate ring.
We'll discuss all of that and more starting at 10 right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC. They also said it doesn't give you zits, so we'll figure that.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent kitchen fire. Here to describe the event, a refrigerator.
I was just chilling, keeping some lettuce and dairy products cold, when the toaster starts shooting sparks. Next thing I know, he lit a cabinet on fire.
Did you try and stop the flames?
I'm a refrigerator, not a fireman.
Your refrigerator can't help with a kitchen fire, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Go to GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
By the time that we got up there, his room was filled with smoke.
The wind had blown and drifted the snow up against the side of my house, blocking the exhaust from my furnace.
I heard the smoke alarm going off in my friend's apartment.
Without the Kidde smoke alarm, my son would not be here today.
And had it not been for that carbon monoxide detector, they would come to school and not have their teacher there.
I grabbed my fire extinguisher and put out the fire.
Kidde makes technology that saves lives.
Get these essential products at your local retailer today.
Are you a property owner dealing with damage to your home or business and getting the runaround from your insurance company? Is the insurance company's assessment of the damage and payment on the claim ridiculous? Wondering if you have any recourse? The attorneys at Abir, Cohen, Trezon, and Salo are ready to help. If you have questions about property claims, civil rights, personal injury, or need legal counsel, call the ACTS Law Firm. 833-ACTS Law. 833-ACTS Law, or go to ACTSLaw.com. That's ACTSLaw.com.
It's that time of year again. You know, when those cute little ghosts and goblins come to visit. Hey, it's Leanne Tweeden. I love Halloween, but a broken water heater is not the kind of scare I'm looking for. If your pipes or water heater become possessed, call my friends at SoCal Plumbers 911. They work around your schedule. SoCal Plumbers 911 are available 24/7. Enjoy $50 off with their trick-or-treat special. So don't let your pipes cast a spell on you. Dial 877-PLUMBER or go to SoCal Plumbers 911.
Home of the smartest listeners in Southern California. Talk Radio 790 KABC.
And we're back. You're listening to Talk Radio 790 KABC, and this is the Axe Law Hour, brought to you by Abir, Cohen, Trezon, and Sallow. The Axe lawyers are here for you today and every day. Go to axelaw.com. That's ACTSlaw.com. The topic today, we're talking about construction defect. And Danny, we had such an interesting caller. Why don't you recap that for our listeners?
Yeah, if you, they had a tub leak, or what appeared to be a leak from the tub area, and flooding the lower part of their house. And the thing that's most important from that call to pay attention to is they've had it for just over 10 years, and that basically keeps them away from being able to claim construction defect because the statute has expired. And that's something that we have to be aware of as far as our statutes. One thing going into this segment, the commercial said if your pipes are possessed.
Yeah.
Your pipes are possessed.
Right.
Now, I was thinking maybe that's our commercial, because if your pipes are possessed and you have water damage, your plumber should be fixing it. But at the same time, the damage could be something that we could deal with when it comes to your insurance company.
Yes.
So it's a nice commercial going into this segment.
Exactly. Exactly. We planned it that way, right?
Well, you know, one of the things I wanted to talk about this afternoon, and you brought it up a moment ago, that you have a contractor at your home right now, Debbie.
Sure do.
Okay, so I want to touch a little bit on remodeling and home improvement contracts. I can't not tell you how many times I've met with clients after there's a defect. And for example, well, let me just back up. What my advice to you is, if you are about to embark on a home improvement project or a remodel, is consult an attorney beforehand. I'm not a transactional attorney, so I don't draft contracts, but I've seen the results of poorly drafted contracts over the years. And there are certain things that you absolutely must include in any construction contract to protect yourself.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true. Like, hey, what?
Well,
tell us.
Let me just go through a few then. Again, consult an attorney at the outset. But, like, for example, All contractors will say, hey, I'm licensed and bonded. Well, good. Every contractor's licensed and bonded.
Mm-hmm.
Or, well, hopefully they're at least licensed. But that bond really doesn't mean a whole lot. It's a $10,000 or $12,000 surety bond. It doesn't really help you a whole lot if you have major problems and construction defects with resultant damage.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that you absolutely must do is make sure that your contractor has a commercial general liability insurance policy.
Okay.
It's not the bond, it's the insurance. Mm-hmm. So that's really, really important.
Right. Have you seen a lot of cases where that wasn't true?
That's one of the most unfortunate things about some of the cases that we've had to turn away over the years.
Mm-hmm.
If there is no insurance available, and, you know, it's a different story if you're dealing with a Kaufman and Broad or a large home builder. They absolutely have the resources to take care of you.
And that's usually commercial, though. That's
right.
Commercial structures. And
right.
And I want to talk to the homeowners, because the people that are listening to our show have homes, and this is Southern California, and people are building huge estates and adding value upon value to their property. And they should know that just a simple word from your general contractor isn't necessarily enough.
Right. And there's no guarantee that, that what you might refer to as small time contractors or guys that are doing one house at a time or the like, you don't know whether they have insurance. And just when because they say licensed and bonded, a lot of people think, oh, that's good enough. But as Danny just said, it is that insurance policy that is most important. There's a couple of other things that you really want to, nail down in the contract. And, the first one I would say is a very clearly defined scope of work with a timeline and with a penalty for not complying with the timeline.
Well, what kind of damages can be recovered realistically? And what if someone is hurt in their home due to damage from their property or from some kind of negligence in the structure of their property, and they in turn get hurt? Is that a double whammy?
Well, there's a lot of...
Or is that too complicated?
There's a lot there.
Is that objection. Can you answer that in 30 seconds?
I don't know.
Objection, compound
yeah.
question.
Okay, yeah, true. Danny, jump in. Feel free.
I'll, if I can get to recovery in just a second, there's a couple of other things that, are really important that you need to include in your home improvement contracts. I talked about clearly defined scope of work, and making sure that you have a commercial general liability insurance policy in place, having penalties for delay. But here's a couple more that are very, very important. And you see this in commercial contracts, but you don't always see it in the residential contracts. And that is what's called retention. And some people won't even know what that means. But during the course of construction, your contractor will issue you requests for progress payments. They're going to ask you to pay, hey, we've completed X, so now pay me for X.
Oh, right.
Well, on large commercial projects, what they do is they hold back 10% or maybe even 15% of that progress payment. And that's basically at the end of the project, that 10 or 15% that you're holding back, that's the contractor's profit. He wants that money.
Okay.
So he will finish the job.
Mm-hmm.
I met with a potential client a couple of weeks ago, and he was scratching his head saying, yeah, I can't get my contractor to come out and finish my cabinets. And I said, well, how much do you owe him? He said, oh, I owe him about $700. And I said, well, that's why he's not coming back out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He wants his profit, so he's going to make sure and finish the job.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And along the same lines there, you want to make sure that your subcontractors have comprehensive general liability insurance as well. And last and most important and dearest to my heart is an attorney's fees clause. Because if you have to sue your contractor for damages and defects, if you don't have an attorney's fees clause, you will never be made whole. Because your attorney's fees are going to come out of your recovery.
So it will be on a contingent basis, but you still end up having to pay out of pocket for it and you're never going to recover it. And that's going to be a big chunk out of it.
Yeah, and you want to make sure that attorney's fees clause also covers reasonable costs of the litigation and costs of investigation as well.
Well, that's a really big thing to think about when you go ahead and sign off on some plans to have a second story added or a new roof. It's just a lot of prep, making sure all your ducks are lined up, right, Danny?
Yeah, one of the things, for example, with insurance that you don't have to worry about is if a court finds insurance bad faith, if a court finds that an insurance company acts in bad faith, you would be entitled to your attorney fees and costs and potential treble damages to the extent that there is a tort committed, so there will be punitive damages. However, you can at least recover your attorney fees and your cost if there is a finding of bad faith in court. But with regards to construction defect, like Terry mentioned, having that attorney fee clause is really what's going to help you be able to recover the costs of litigation, which these days are really, really expensive, and to have that. The other thing is someone who's actually had remodeling done and currently being done is when it comes to the scope and how important, truly important that scope is. Because unless you've actually spelled it out, 9 out of 10 times they're going to come back to you and say, you told me to just do X, and now you're telling me to do X plus Y, and I need more money in order to do that.
Yeah, you know, where I've seen stuff like that is, and I I can probably think of a half a dozen examples of a re-roof on an existing home, where the homeowner said, I thought you were going to do a complete re-roof. You were going to do this. You were going to do that. And the contractor had a completely different idea of what the scope of work was. So it's really important to nail down that scope of work. And the other thing, before hiring a contractor, and that is do a little bit of research. You can find out all sorts of stuff about your contractor on the internet. And don't be afraid to ask him or her for a portfolio of projects that they've completed.
References.
Yeah, and absolutely. That was going to be my third one. Mm-hmm. Was, hey, give me names of some of your clients.
Right.
I want to call them and talk to them.
Right.
And if the contractor starts backpedaling, then maybe that's not the contractor for you.
Yeah.
Terry, what's the biggest construction defect case that you've ever handled?
Wow. Probably some condominium projects, and we don't see these condominium projects of this size anymore, but I've handled over the years HOAs, condominiums in excess of 500 units, and the recovery in those, depending on the damages, I've had some of those recovery was upwards of $5 million.
Wow.
Okay. So you represent the HOA and the homeowner and the commercial property owner. All those entities are people that you would potentially represent.
Exactly. Any property owner, whether it's a private homeowner, a commercial property, a business. In fact, we were talking, I think, at one of the breaks here about the Northridge earthquake. And following the Northridge earthquake, we represented a lot of single-family homeowners, a lot of HOAs, and also a lot of commercial property owners. I represented a lot of apartment building owners on their earthquake insurance claims following the Northridge earthquake.
Mm-hmm, right.
And those were very big. Okay, so before I tell you about our next show, since we have 2 minutes, one tip that you have for homeowners, Terry, as someone who's been doing this for 25 years, what would be your tip that if there's one thing they should keep in their mind and always in their back pocket?
Mm-hmm.
That would be to be proactive. Your home is your investment. There's nobody else that's going to look out for your investment but you. And if you see any of these indicia of water damage or soil movement or stuff, and the cracks start out small. They don't start out big. When you first start seeing such indicia of damage, don't wait. Call a professional. Call us. We're happy to come out and do an inspection. We do not charge to come out and do an initial inspection of your home. We'll let you know what your rights are.
Okay.
Great. It's been a great show, and I'm sure a lot of people have more questions. And if you do, call the Axe Law Firm at 833-ACTS-LAW, 833-ACTS-LAW, and they'll be happy to answer any questions you have. And thanks to you for joining us today on the Axe Law Hour. Knowledge is power, power is knowledge, and I hope we've empowered you today. Make sure to set your dial on Talk Radio 790 KBC all week long. And tune in next Saturday at noon.
Perfect.
Okay.
This show furnished by Abir Cohen, Trazon, and Sallow.